This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. If you think vaccines are clean medicine, you're in for a shock. I've posted a story that cites the CDC. They publish a document that lists all the excipients that are used in vaccines, and this list will absolutely gross you out because it includes African monkey kidney cells. It includes cells from diseased cows, pigs who are infected with the virus, and chickens, but even more, it includes cells from aborted human fetuses. Now, this is all admitted by the CDC. No one talks about it, and it might sound crazy until you go to the document, go to naturalnews.com or vaccines.news, search for this story, or actually search for CDC document bombshell African green monkey kidney cells, and you will bring up this story, and it has a link to the CDC PDF document still on the CDC website, cdc.gov, that lists all of this. They openly admit to all of this. It's just that no one knows about it because the media never tells anybody about all of this. The things you're being injected with through vaccines are shockingly toxic. It's not just the thimerosal, the mercury. There are many, many other chemicals, including Triton X-100, which is a surfactant chemical made by Dow Chemical. It's used in industrial cleaning processes. I actually use it in my laboratory to clean the tubing of the ICP-MS mass spec instrument that I use as part of my analysis of heavy metals in foods. I use Triton X as a cleaner. Well, it's also being injected into you in vaccines. It's unbelievable. There are other things such as glutaraldehyde, which is another cleaning chemical agent. There are aluminum salts, which of course contain aluminum, which is a potent neurotoxin linked to Alzheimer's and dementia. So it's not just the mercury in the vaccines that's harming your brain. It's also the aluminum as well. Two metals acting at the same time. Alongside, by the way, MSG, monosodium glutamate, which is a nerve damaging excitotoxin is really what it's called, an excitotoxin. And MSG is used in food, of course, and it's what gives you migraine headaches if you're sensitive to that chemical. It's used in a lot of Chinese food and Japanese food. It's also injected into you in the form of vaccines, alongside squalene, which is an adjuvant, and many other extremely toxic chemicals such as anti-foaming agents and barium. Believe it or not, bovine calf serum. All of these things, different forms of glutamate, hydrolyzed casein, and porcine gelatin, that's, pig gelatin, and actual live viruses from pigs. Well, I mean, they're live when they're extracted. They're weakened in the vaccine, but pig viruses and DNA from infected pigs, all of these things. Now, if you're hearing this for the first time, you probably can't believe it. You don't know the truth about what goes into vaccines. So I encourage you to do your research. Number one, check and verify everything that I've just said. Prove it to yourself. Don't take my word for it. Go to naturalnews.com, search for the story, get the link, click over to the CDC's PDF, read it yourself. It's all right there in black and white. It's hidden in plain sight, so to speak. It's right there on the CDC website. Secondly, it's important that you understand there's an evil behind all of this that goes beyond just the biochemistry. There is vaccines. I have to give you a little bit of vaccine history. When the polio vaccine was being pushed very aggressively by the CDC and the vaccine industry, what people didn't know is that the polio vaccine was contaminated, maybe deliberately or inadvertently, with a cancer-causing virus called SV40, simian virus 40. Causes cancer in primates. This virus was discovered to have been injected in almost or up to 98 million Americans back in, I believe, the 1970s. I'm not exactly sure which year it started and stopped, maybe the 60s and the 70s. The CDC used to admit to this. They pulled the documents off of their website back in 2013. They didn't want people to know that this had happened. The truth is that they injected up to 98 million people with a cancer-causing virus that many people believe has set off a wave of cancer in the decades since, which has, of course, benefited the cancer industry, which is a for-profit industry. So understand this. The cancer industry earns hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars, off of cancer. Cancer-causing viruses were included in the polio vaccines. This was openly admitted. This is on the record. This is true history, medical history. Many of the people who were injected with those polio vaccines subsequently got cancer. Now, if you look at vaccines as a vector for introducing viruses into the population, then the true aims of the vaccine industry become far more apparent. On the surface, they say that they're about saving lives. And that's what all the frontline people are taught. That's why many pharmacists or doctors who are encouraging vaccines can sound so convincing, because in their minds, they're not lying. They think that vaccines save lives and help children and have no harm, have no side effects, and so on and so forth. They've been lied to. Behind the scenes, at the highest levels of the pharmaceutical industry, which has ties back to, of course, IG Farben, the Third Reich of Nazi Germany. Bayer, for example, is an offshoot of the original IG Farben corporate conglomerate that helped develop the Zyklon B gas to exterminate Jews, right? To commit genocide. These are the same companies that now make the vaccines. And the vaccine proponents, such as Bill Gates, are all about depopulation. They want to depopulate the planet as rapidly as possible. They think there are too many people on this earth. They want to, I mean, Bill Gates has even invested in many, many infertility technologies, different ways to blast a male scrotum with sound to cause sperm production drop and infertility for about 6 months. Infertility chemicals have been found to have been added to vaccines given to young women in Africa. There was a big outcry maybe a year, year and a half ago by a religious mission organization that was pro-vaccine, but began noticing that every time they would vaccinate young women, they couldn't have babies for a long time. They had it sent to a lab, found out there were indeed birth control chemicals in the vaccines. This is all on the record. None of this is even disputable, by the way. This is all on the record. Bill Gates is on the record talking about depopulation. He wants to reduce population. He's all pro-vaccine. So you got to understand that this entire vaccine narrative is always pushed as saving lives, but in reality, those who are at the highest levels of the vaccine propaganda want to eliminate lives. So what better way is there than to convince people they all need to be injected with something? And then you put things into that injection that cause infertility and cause cancer. So while you're killing off the population, you are simultaneously earning trillions of dollars for the cancer industry and the pharmaceutical industry at the same time. This is what is actually happening in our world today. And it's very clear when you look at the ingredients, the excipients that are in vaccines, which are openly admitted by the CDC. So let's take a closer look at one of these ingredients, which is called the WI38 cell line. It's also known as MRC-5. And you can search online. You can confirm everything I'm going to tell you here. If you go to the Coriell Institute for Medical Research, they explain what this MRC5 cell line is. And this is listed as one of the ingredients that's used in vaccines, according to the CDC. And I'm going to read you an exact quote from the Coriell Institute for Medical Research. Quote, the MRC5 cell line was developed in September 1966 from lung tissue taken from a 14-week fetus aborted for psychiatric reason from a 27-year-old physically healthy woman. The cell morphology is fibroblast-like. The karyotype is 46XY, normal diploid male, and so on and so forth. give some technical details about this cell line. Now, this cell line has been kept alive. Now, think about this. Number one, this cell line is taken from a living being that was murdered. So an aborted fetus is a murdered being. And the mother apparently had psychiatric problems. Now, why would the vaccine industry in particular want to take a cell line from a being who was murdered, a male? They murdered a young male fetus. It has the XY chromosomes. That's part of its properties. Why would they want to take this cell line from a murdered young male whose mother was mentally ill and then take this and inject it into the entire human population? Now, think about this very, very carefully. I'm going to ask you to really stretch your understanding of history, of the evil of medicine, the history of genocide, Third Reich, Nazi Germany, IG Farben, drug companies, vaccine companies, and so on. Why would the vaccine companies want to inject the entire population with something that comes from someone who was murdered and whose mother was mentally ill? I'm not going to give you the exact answer here. You got to figure some of this out for yourself, because the answer might be too disturbing for you to even swallow. But you have to understand that we live in a world that is sick. And that the people in the highest positions of power are not only involved in vaccines and medicine, but they're also involved in pedophilia. They're involved in child sex trafficking and child sacrifice. There are quite literally some very, very deranged and very demonic groups that are tied to the highest halls of power, the most powerful corporations, the most powerful secret societies, the most powerful groups of globalists who literally run our planet, who are all involved in pedophilia. They're all involved in, think about it, penetrating the bodies of children and infesting them with their DNA. It's sick. It's kind of sickening to even describe this. But if you think about what these pedophiles do, they invade the body of a child and they ejaculate their DNA into the body of that child. And it's a sick power play that they're engaged in, but it parallels the vaccine industry perfectly. What does the vaccine industry do? Exploits the bodies of children to penetrate them and inject foreign DNA, including the cell line that has come from a murdered fetus taken from a psychiatric patient mother. Are you starting to connect the dots? There's something here at work that is more than chemistry, more than medicine, more than selling vaccines. I'll give you a hint. There is something here that is a dark spiritual overlay. There is a desire for, how to say this, for these globalists to carry out ritualistic violations and contaminations of the bodies of the innocent. You may not be able to understand that unless you studied the esoteric, perhaps, if you've studied dark rituals, if you've studied maybe some of the history of satanic worship in our society and its links to pedophilia. And I've only scratched the surface on this because of all the recent interest in, you know, pedo-gate and all that that's going on. For me personally, I can't even stand to research this subject. It's just too psychically and psychologically disturbing to even get into. But I know enough to know that this is exactly what's happening. The vaccine industry is tied to pedophilia. It's tied to the medical molestation of children, is tied to this dark spiritual / satanic overlay that seeks to destroy innocent lives and seeks to dominate and seeks to infest people with the DNA of death. And if you think about it, this cell line, this MRC5 cell line is part of, it is carrying out, it is injecting children with this DNA of death and mental illness. And, you know, a lot of people think that genetics is the only way that information is passed along or inherited or replicated. It's not true. There are epigenetic factors that are not yet fully understood by modern science. So epigenetic factors, which alter the expression of genes, meaning that genes are not the only vector by which heritable traits are communicated to the next generation of cells. There's also epigenetic information. So a reasonable question to ask is, what happens when you take DNA from a being that experiences murder and imbues that DNA, genetic, that physical material, with an energy overlay of extreme fear, of extreme pain, of being literally snuffed out? This is like medical snuff films being used in vaccines. Is it possible that this emotion or this experience, this conscious experience, is encoded in a way that we don't yet understand into the DNA that's now being injected into everyone? And what about the mental illness of the mother? Is that also perhaps encoded or imprinted into the DNA? I'm trying to get you to ask some of these questions yourself, because it's all connected. We're talking about the medical system of murder, of mental illness, of pedophilia, of violating children, of contaminating bodies with foreign DNA, penetrating their skin. Depopulation is all part of this. And of course, systems of control to make sure that people are obedient and compliant in whatever they do, so that the system can make sure that you line up and volunteer and happily get yourself and your children injected with all of these toxic substances from these sources that are heavily imprinted with very disturbing experiences. That's a lot to think about. And I think I'm the only person on the planet that dares even ask these questions, or one of a very few, let's say, to ask these questions. Yet, if we're going to truly try to save children, shouldn't we be asking what we're injecting into them? Shouldn't we be asking where that stuff comes from? You know, why are we poisoning children and calling it medicine? Isn't there a safer way? I mean, even if you believe in vaccines, couldn't they be cleaner? Couldn't we take the aluminum out and the mercury out? Couldn't we take these cell lines out that are derived from aborted human fetuses? I mean, really? Do we have to grind up diseased monkey kidneys and chickens and disease-infected pigs and human fetal cells, grind them up, and then put them into a syringe and inject those into our babies? Really? Because that makes no sense to me. That seems insane. And that's no coincidence that it's from a cell line linked to an insane parent and a murdered fetus. So it all makes sense when you understand it at this deeper level. There is tremendous evil behind the vaccine industry. Those who are promoting vaccines, some of them are innocent. They don't know the full story. They've never been educated about any of this, and they're just useless. They're just puppets for the industry. But there are some behind the scenes who are incredibly evil, who are literally doing the work of Satan, and they enjoy it, and they are the ones that are also raping children. They're pedophiles as well as vaccine promoters. There are quite a few of those. I know of one in particular who is probably going to get caught at some point. These people are sick. They're demented. They're psychiatrically imbalanced. they get off on the harming of children's lives. they need to be imprisoned. They need to be removed from medicine, of course. And there are more of them than you think. Just like there are more pedophiles in Washington, D.C. than you think, there are more pedophiles in the vaccine industry than you ever would have suspected. But if you get down to it, it's the same philosophy. It is what they like to do is, you know, penetrate a child's body, inject their DNA, their foreign DNA, dominate that child, require mandates, demand obedience, and they are sick, demented people, and that's why whenever they push vaccines, they come out as so insane, so evil, so animated in a demented kind of way, like a Batman villain. You know, we've got like the Mercury Joker out in California, who's like a villain, and that's why, because they're demented, and they demand to be able to contaminate the bodies of children, because in their minds that's kind of how they get revenge on the world for their own psychosis and their own pain, perhaps their own torture. So they just want to torture as many other people as possible, or infect as many other people as possible. And they become the spokespeople of the vaccine industry. It's very sick, very demented. So you need to know all of this information before you make any decision regarding vaccines. And I hope that you join me in calling for clean vaccines. If we're going to vaccinate children, they should be clean. They shouldn't contain toxic heavy metals and toxic chemicals and artificial colors, which are still used in vaccines. And we need to take a very close look at these cell lines and why we're using aborted fetal tissue in vaccines that are given to humans. Something's very wrong with that picture. So stay tuned. Read vaccines.news and naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one does this, and especially not Amazon. where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.